before I leave, quickly, some parting remarks. I want to give you something that I know is going to come as a big shock to you, an acrostic. Okay? Who knew? It's very simple. G-R-A-C-E. Grace. All right? Very quickly on each one. The G is for gratitude. Deep gratitude for the time that I've been here, 26 years, 3 months, 7 days, about 10,000 days altogether, and just a marvelous privilege to be here serving among you, serving with you, being served by you at many times, and just for that extraordinary honor and privilege to be able to do that, and to be able to do it for so long. The R is for relationships. That's really the key, the relationships over those years that I've had, the joy and the privilege of growing with you together a lot over the years. Some are gone. They've moved away to different parts even of the country, some thousands of miles away. And a lot are in that group. I miss them, of course. Some who have passed away, many dozens of people over the 26 years, and I miss them too. And some who have just gone away because I made them mad. I don't miss them as much. A little bit. The A is for appreciation, which shouldn't be confused with gratitude, because I'm really talking about appreciation for those who made my work possible, who assisted, who contributed, who served, who worked, who were reliable, dependable, faithful, capable, and you did it week in and week out for a long time. Not only could I not have done it alone, I wouldn't have wanted to do it alone, even if I could. And we did it together, so great appreciation for your contribution. The C is for challenge. And I would be less than honest if I said that it wasn't a challenge at times. Sometimes it was very challenging, even to the point of despair. But God took me through it. You helped me through it, and I'm a different person because of it. The challenge helped me grow. As Nietzsche would say, don't typically quote him in church, but he said, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. So even the challenges, I'm grateful for, because they helped. And then last is eternity. We're not saying goodbye forever. We're saying a temporary farewell. Because as fellow believers, we got a lot of time ahead of us. And I look forward to that time as well. Someone has said when we get to heaven, there will be no more partings there. But as a tired member of a committee, one person said, I'm thankful that there'll be no more meetings there. So, take your pick. So, thanks for the memories. And for my very last thing, when I was in England back in 1988, I picked up a portable cane. I reviewed the instructions earlier. So I thought what I would do for my last Sunday is do a little soft shoe. To the tune of Thanks for the Memories. Yeah, right. You You people remain gullible to the very end. But seriously, thanks for the memories. Nice try, Paul. Wow.